Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And at 8.41, it's good morning again to Darren.
Good morning, Audrey. Well, good news for Tadhg Furlong. He's fit and available for selection for Ireland's third autumn test against Fiji on Saturday. Furlong has recovered from a hamstring issue. The news not so good for Ryan Baird, though. He's out due to concussion. He picked up the head injury shortly after coming on in the win against Argentina. Now, last night, Aoife Wafer and Caelan Dorris were named the Guinness Rugby Writers of Ireland Women's and Men's Players of the Year. Dorris is also in the running for the World Player of the Year award, which takes place this weekend. But it's been some journey for him so far. He's been talking about this international window, Fiji on Saturday, and first his role as new captain.
Yeah, it's definitely been a learning curve. Probably felt a little bit uncomfortable at the start, but I think I'm growing into it and starting to find my way a little bit more and enjoy a little bit more off the back of that as well. But continuing to learn along the way and enjoying it so far. Two tough battles. Obviously came out the right side last week against Argentina, but in terms of performance, I think there's still more in us, definitely, and we'll hopefully build on that over the next couple of weeks. But when you're playing against top-class performance, it's going to be, top-class opposition, it's going to be tricky, and there's always going to be some bits you're disappointed on. So for the group, it's just about continuing to build, and they've shown what they're capable of against Wales, against Spain there at the weekend again. So they play a pretty exciting brand of rugby and are very capable of keeping the ball alive and throwing offloads. So we're going to have our hands full. But yeah, we're excited to be back in the Aviva on Saturday afternoon in front of another full crowd.
Caelan Dorris, the Rugby Writers Player of the Year. Long list of winners there from that function. And I'm actually delighted to see my old maths teacher there as well from my Garbly days, Gerry Kelly, getting recognised. Gerry, former CEO of Connacht Rugby, actually the first CEO of Connacht Rugby as the game here turned professional. And at the time, very challenging times, the RFU were considering disbanding that province. But Gerry, one of those who guided the organisation through that very difficult period with a steady hand. So lovely to see him acknowledged. In soccer, Wales have been promoted to the top tier of the Nations League following a 4-1 win against Iceland last night. It's been reported that Manchester City manager Pep Guardiola has agreed a one-year contract extension with the club. The club has yet to confirm this news. His previous deal was to run down next summer, but this latest agreement will see him stay at City for 10 years. All the big guns have been left in Sunday's Grade 1 John Durkin Memorial Chase at Punchestown. This is day two of the Premier Weekend at Punchestown. We're likely to see another rematch between Fast or Slow, who won the Punchestown Gold Cup earlier this year, and the reigning Cheltenham Gold Cup winner, Galopin Deschamps. There is live coverage of the race on RTE Radio 1 and RTE Television. Dave Keane has been talking to Ted Walsh about the race this weekend and what it means to win it.
Yeah, great horses have won the Durkin. All the great horses have won the Durkin. It was a great innovation there 20 or 25 years ago. There was very little condition races, and they brought in that race into Punchestown. They've done a great job in bringing it back a week as well, too. It gives everybody an extra week to Christmas. It was inclined to be a week later, and there wasn't enough of time for a lot of horses maybe to recover if they got a hardish race to run at Christmas. Now it just fits in lovely. If De Morgiana the day before, great weekend's racing on probably one of the great tracks of any part of the world for jump racing is Punchestown. It's a great race, and it's a great race to win.
And hopefully we're going to see a rematch between Galopin Deschamps and Fast or Slow. But then we have the two novices from last year. I know the way you're thinking, and Factor File, Frank indicated that both are likely to run there on Sunday. That adds a bit of spice, and I think it's great to see these horses competing in open company.
Oh yeah, great. It'll be testing the water. It's a big step up. You can say it's however good a novice you are, it takes a big ordeal to go on and take these. These are horses in their prime. Fast or Slow and Galopin Deschamps are two hell of a horses, and they're not gone past it. They're not into their 10 and 11s. They're only 8 and 9 years of old, so they'll be hard to beat. We've got the rain, it'll be lovely ground, and it'll be a hell of a race to watch, and we'll know so much after it's finished where everybody's going to go.
And finally, in tennis, Rafael Nadal has brought the curtain down on his professional tennis career. Spain lost to the Netherlands in the Davis Cup last night. During his career, he won 22 Grand Slam titles, which ranks him second most successful male player of all time behind Novak Djokovic. He was the King of Clay, 14 French Open titles, and just looking down through the stats, he actually won 112 of his 116 major matches at Roland Garros. What a record that was. Unlikely to be repeated again. That's your sport for now.